We've got a question here for you, Max, and this is from Stacey Rollings, who's emailed in and said, how is it determined that a particular organism is a new species? She's heard that the inability to interbreed is one factor, but, for example, wolves and dogs can interbreed, and horses and donkeys. So what's going on? What defines a species, and how do you know when you've got a new one?
Broadly speaking, it's close to the inability to interbreed, but it's actually defined as something called reproductive isolation, which is not necessarily an inability to interbreed. It can also happen just through geographical isolation.
So they can't kind of get together
in different places
to do it.
Yeah. So there are species that are regarded as separate species that in theory could interbreed. And the important point is to interbreed and produce fertile offspring. So in the cases of horses and donkeys, the mule that's produced can't then breed itself. So that is functionally not interbreeding, even though an animal is produced at the end of it.
So is this how you define what a separate species is? Are there particular kind of criteria?
Again, not quite. So we're getting to the point where there are beginning to be criteria. So throughout the history of zoology, identifying new species has always been quite an exciting thing that people do.
You get to name it and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
Although naming it after yourself isn't really the done thing anymore. although I think Attenborough has quite a lot of things named
I think there's stuff
now,
named after Beyonce and all sorts of stuff.
The naming of a new species is governed. There are bodies that govern that kind of thing. So when something is discovered as new, but there's things called cryptic species, which essentially look and are both visually, anatomically, morphologically nearly identical and very, very difficult to tell apart. But at a genetic level, they're very distinct. And so it's starting to get to the point where we're trying to figure out a threshold, sort of a quantifiable amount of genetic difference, now that we can do the genetic and genomic testings for species and figure out a definition that way.
That's
which
gonna
is
be
really the only hard target, and there's something that can be done very specifically. Otherwise, there's a lot of leeway in it.
And that's going to be pretty difficult, because even as humans, say you and I, we've got about 4 million genetic differences between us. Chimps and humans are about kind of 99% identical genetically. So there's going to be some pretty tough cutoffs to be made. Fascinating. Thanks very much, Max.